Go right away, without further ado, to the Inyanim Hashuvim Perek. We're discussing the first topic, the Dayonim, Dayonim for the Chalitza. The role of Bezdin in Chalitza, which are very, very, very important topics, which we have to go above and beyond the details and try to get a broader picture of what this is all about. Okay. Number one, sometimes when you ask a question, you think you're the first person in the world to ask a question, maybe something's wrong with you, which is probably the case. But if you look hard enough, sometimes I find out someone else asked a question. The first Tosis. Right? Tosis says you need three people, Yodin Lahakos, Kain Dayonim. Abel Bishar Dvarim, Ein Sarach Shiyu Bikiyin Behen. But how do you get it right? As the Tosa Rosh explains, you don't know how to pronounce Chinese, you just can't pronounce it properly. But I asked the question, if you don't know, you don't know what to ask. How do you know what to ask? You put me in a situation, I should be, a judge in a matter that I know nothing about. I'll be the judge in rugby. What's rugby? I have no idea. They'll explain to me a couple of things. Maybe try to be a judge in baseball, basketball, tennis, football. I've seen a little bit, but rugby, lacrosse. I'm trying to think of other things that I read about. So, but none of it. They will tell you, hey, just do it. No problem. And you have a question, ask. Like in football, they stop the game, they have to look on the screen, they have to ask a shayla. I wouldn't know what to ask a shayla. So I was wondering, how come no one is bothered by this question? Till I was bothered by this question, I think Talmidim were bothered by this question, right? Didn't someone ask this question yesterday in Shia? I raised it or someone else raised it? I forgot. Someone else raised it. Yeah, thinking straight, whoever it was, good. Guess what I found in the print? This good is safer now. Chalitza kil chasa. This is two volumes. This is volume base, which I bought the practice of the Chalitza. Lo and behold, I opened it up, and I found that Kasha. He asked exactly that question. And it's a tremendous question. Right, so over here, for those who want to look it up later on, it's in Perek Chof Aleph, Sif Koton Yud. He writes as follows, Harei kol milsa de l'raima l'inish l'avadayte. The Gemara says in a different context. Memela gam b'shar alochos lo yedu lishol im einem yodam alochos. We're almost by Pesach. She'eni yedei lishol. Yeah. It's an yedei lishol. Nishkin chochem. Leave out Russian and Tom. It's an yedei lishol. So I'm yedei lishol. I can always ask a book. I don't know what to ask even. So I found the shalot. It's in print. It's a little bit better. It's in print. And he has no teretz, by the way. But if I read it correctly. But it's a kasha. Yes, sir.
And maybe the teretz could be that that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The only thing that they need to know is how to call it out.
Alahakros means
to read it so the guy repeats it correctly.
Right.
Everything else doesn't matter.
But
that you don't know how to play lacrosse.
That's because lacrosse doesn't matter who wins or who loses. But if you get the chalitza wrong, if you eat the yavam or the shuk.
No, but it doesn't say that you got the chalitza wrong.
Exactly. But how are we to know that they didn't get it wrong? When it comes to the kriya, okay. But when it comes to unless you may mean what the Netziv and Ochaner say. If you mean that, then it's your gewaltic. But I'm not sure if you mean it, so I'm going to come to it in a minute. You'll tell me the truth, if you meant it or not. Okay. Maybe you meant that, I'm not sure. We'll come to that in a minute, but I'm not sure if you meant that. Slow. Now, it's interesting, the Yerushalmi, Darshans, listen carefully, we have the Psukim. All the psukim are found over here in Torah or Hashalom Gimel. The Ansa of Amra. Right? What do you mean, the Ansa of Amra? Yerushalmi says, Mi pi acherim. Like Bikurim. V'anisa v'amarta. So someone is Makri. If you look in the Hamek Dover, in his Pirish and Chumash, the Netziv, on these psukim, in Dvarim Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Zayin, and the harachev dov on the bottom os aleph, he says, that's pshat and al sugya. There's a requirement for the dayanim to read the psukim before the husband and the wife, so the yavam and the yavama, not only if they're illiterate, even if they're perfectly capable of doing it on their own. It's a gzeres hakosuv v'ansa v'yamra. And that's pshat and al sugya. That's what you meant. Tosis is shver. Tosis makes an artificial distinction between Korea on the one hand and other dalachas on the other. No, not at all. It's a different word over here. You have to know how to read because it's a gzeres hakosuv that you have to read it in front of the yavam and the yavama. They repeat after you. You can't ask a consult later on. It's too late. You have to read it before them. That's pshat. Answers Tosis says Tosis is a dochak. And the truth is that the Aruch HaNer is the same thing almost verbatim. Two gedolim of the 19th century is the same yisod. And that's what you meant as well? So we have three gedolim that's the same thing.
21st century.
Okay. I think it went down a little bit, but still. Okay. So we have a pishlosha, a bezin. A bezin shall, not hadyotosli, a bezin shall mumchim, skenim, all say the same teretz, the beautiful teretz. It presupposes a halacha. That being makri, not just, okay, they're not going to read it, so you just give them a hint. You know, you guy does not a reader, chazan does not a reader, you read him for, you know. No, even no matter what, he's the most literate and accurate and accomplished person in the world, there's still, you must read the words before him. There is a cost of the answer of the armor as you have by Bikurim, the Onisa, the Amarta. Fine. Tosis didn't say that way. Get an impression from Tosis that there's no need to say the words in advance of the Yavam and the Yavama unless they're illiterate or semi illiterate. And that's Pashup Shot in the Rambam that way. You probably have this in the back of your name, Mishpat Amole. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet. Halacha, hey, b'fnei shlosha sheyodim lahakros. Never says that there's a halacha that in every single case of chalitza that the bezin must be makri the words in advance in front of the yavam and the yavama. That's all. Not only that, but the Rambam himself says that this halacha of yodim lahakros is only lechatchila. He writes in halacha tesvav. If chol to b'fnei shlosha ameoretz she'ein yodim lahakros, chalitza also kasheira. What's the lumdus? Why should it be kasher? Agamar never said it's kasher b'di'evet. I want you to think of the lumdus. Why is it? Yes. Exactly. Mechavater above Rome in a hor. Not stuff. We have. You come from a valley, not a mountain. Maybe you live on a mountain. Where do you live from? Yeah, I know where he's from. Where you're from? You live on a valley. If you're in a hor or not. I know it's close to the ocean, but maybe a little bit higher. So Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahor and his Pirish on our daf says as follows. He says, Mitzvah lechatchila, avlo la'akev. Right? And the simple pshat of Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahor, because the Kriya itself is not me'akev. It's hard to argue with this. If the Kriya itself is not me'akev, it's hard to argue that the Yod Lahakros should be Ma'akev. We'll see, perhaps a little bit later on. Okay. So they don't have to know anything, really. It's interesting, when they have to know Lahakri, I thought it meant they have to know how to read Hebrew. Either read Hebrew from a text, or know it by heart. If you look at the Pirush of Mishnayos LaRambam, it's a little bit different. And again, the Kapach is even a little bit different than that, but it's not the straightforward. It's on page Tes in Pirush Mishnayos. In our edition, it's right before the Rif. Okay, the first line: Hedyotos einan chachamim ela sheyodin kriyas haloshon. I mean, kriyas haloshon. What does that mean? Yodin kriyas haloshon. So Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahor, when he quotes the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, I don't know if he read it in the original Arabic or if he read it in some translation or other, He says, the Rambam says, Yodim Kavonas HaPosuk Ad Kan Lashon HaBepirush HaMishnah. Rabbi Kapach, it's sort of in between. So it could be, it's so hard to know the exact precise translation. So what it could mean is that you have to know the basics, right? The basics. Kavonas HaPosuk means Poshup Shat, the Pirush HaMikros. You have to know what it means. Why? Because if you don't know what it means, imagine, someone takes a guy, knows nothing, he came landed from Mars, but he did study, there was an Ulpan up there, so he knows how to read the Hebrew language. And they tell him to read these words, Me'ein Yavami, Lokam Shem, Lo Vayami, and he says, Lo Chafasa Lekachto, and they have no idea what any of the words mean. They have no clue what anything means. They just know how to read. So I saw in the Masifta Gemara, and the Sifta Gemara is very, what I'm saying today is primarily from there. He says, he can't even say that the Chalitz took place in the presence of the Bezdin. The Bezdin doesn't know it's flying. They can just read these 15 words, whatever it is, and they have no idea what it means. So they were present within the room, but you can't say that it was done in their presence, because they know what it's all about. We're going to come to that mission a little bit later today, or maybe a little more tomorrow, to see what that really means. It's interesting. We saw the lines in Tosfot and in Peretz yesterday. Let's just go back there again for a second today to read it one more time inside. This is on the Ma'ar Mekomos. Tosfot and in Peretz says, Aloshin, the very beginning of our Perek, he says, Aval gavishar dinin shebechalitza Ein Srichin Elashiedu Lishol Ulahavin has Sfekos. They have to be on a level where they know what a Shaila is. Perhaps he's the one who is what we call Bavarning our Kash. Not just enough, they have to know to ask. You have to Lahavin has Sfekos. You have to know what's a Shaila. Such an important thing, you know. That's one of my things I try to teach my Talmidim. That when they finish the Shir and they go out into the world, they may not know how to Paskin, but they should at least know what a Shaila is. What's a shaila? Some people, they have no, they never occurred to them with any question over here. They just do things that are completely prohibited. They never heard the question. Or fakert, they're machware. They don't even know it's a question. You know what? Those two extra words, lahav and asfegas, are very meaningful to me. Perhaps I mean, the parents was bothered by the kasha that we asked. You don't even know what's a shaila. No, you have to be on a level. You don't even know the answer. You have to know what a shaila is, which is itself something very, very important. Very, very important. The question becomes, what's Pshat in Rabbeinu Peretz? Is it Pshat that if they don't know what a Shaila is, we're afraid of a Michshol? We're afraid that they will get something wrong and they won't, as we asked before, they don't know what a question is? Well, no, much deeper than that. It's an absolute minimal requirement to serve as a Dayan on the Bezdin Shel Chalitza to know what a Shaila is, to have an idea what's going on. Nafkamina, no mistake was made. According to the first side of the Chakira, it's a perfectly kosher chalitza. Elion Avi comes and says, no mistake was made. The next Gemara says, but talk about Elion Avi. So when we have a right to mention him in this parak. So Elion Avi is saying, there's no mistake was made, 100% kosher chalitza. According to the second side of the Chakira, no! Since they weren't on the level where they could ask a shayla, they were not underqualified to serve on a Bezdin Shel Chalitza, and even if absolutely no mistake was made, it's still no good. That's the Chakir. That's the Chakir. That's the Chakir. It's interesting, we mentioned before, Rabbi Avraham in Ahar. Seems like he's saying, no, it's only a matter of whether he gets it right or gets it wrong. We're afraid of a michshol. I'll read you his lashon. He says, find it. Here we go. V'im lo hikuros and chalitzos ha'ksheira, t'kol zeh midrabonon, ukro ha'smachta bi'alma, It's enough to know the psuk, to read the psuk of the Hainu Shedu Kavonis Apsukim. Kemo Shapira Sharamba. Wow. Wow. What about those who say they should know some more? So we have to understand what it means know some more. Please turn to the Nebuka Yosef, we ask you to see, and we'll see what it means to know some more. I apologize, I didn't put the right page in the new editions because at home I don't have it. I wrote down Lamed Beis, which is in my edition. Which here is where? Page Sadi Dalet, it looks like. Page Sadi Dalet says Gemara, the first column. He's been a farshim zal ritva, tells you what it is. Lo kori lo adyotos ele mishum de lo binat smuchim. Smich ish pepish en Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval olam tzorach shiedu hilchus chalitza. Ad shiyiku lehen keseder kein dayonim. Vahayne de koma shiyodim lehakos kein dayonim. Uvichlal ze hilchus kriya vachalitza shiyodim adayonim. It's not enough just to rattle off a bunch of words you learned in an ulpan. You have to know the halachos of chalitza. So writes the Nemuka Yosef, in the name of the Ritva, not like our Tosfos. Against Tosfos is an asterisk, and the packet points out that this Nemuka Yosef and Ritva are against Tosfos. It's interesting, if you look at the Ritva himself, he has something which the Nemuka Yosef does not have. Quite an interesting phraseology, which I think we should spend a minute on. I asked you to see this Ritva, I'm not sure if you got to it yet. The very beginning of the Perek. Ritva writes as follows. He's bothered by the kasha. The kashali came in the katoni adyotos, mimela mashma, sheyodim lahakros. Rashi says the words dayanim mean. Delakos. He says, no, of course they had Delakos. Why? To lo mimiti hediotos elad lo boy smuchin who could appear shrashed out of Mishnah Seinu. Hediotos shenim is Sanhedrin Iran. V'chol hechad lo yadil lahakros yoshve kronos ninhu. Abbas, there are three levels. There's mumchin of smicha to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then there's Hediotos, which means they have no smicha, but they know something what's going on in the world. And there's Yoshvei Kronos. What do I want to translate Yoshvei Kronos? They sit in the corners and hack around all day. They don't know anything. Amarats and Gemurim. So he says, by definition, there's a possible which is Mamar, you don't need smicha. Implies that anything but smicha you do need. You have to be somewhat learned. It can't be an Amara that sits on the corners. Yes, Benjamin.
I just wondered, because when I actually read the Tosos, I thought Lahakos meant like to happen like Kara. Like,
no, that's not what it means.
Because I mean, that's what the Mukiyose is saying. Shiiku lai besidrim kein dayanim. It's that they're doing in like a reading.
No. Can't be. Anyway, this is his question. Answers the Ritva, and it's going to bring us into the court of the Mugiyosa, but he has much before. V'yeshloma, came on the Chalitza Dovasher Be'erba, a very, 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 very critical phrase. V'akil barachmona tfei migitin v'dinim amenis, dimidoraisa b'yin smuchin. For get and for money, you require smuchin. For Chalitza, you don't. Have a sagadaitach d'biskeinim kol du'sagi. I feel as zikne hashuk, degree tvemi adyotos. Zikene means they're old. They're complete ignoramus. As long as old, he's old. Kamash malon, the koralu adyotos mishim blobin and smuchin. Ula olam tsarech sheyedu, here's where the quotation comes from. Hilchas chalitza, sheyedu lahakos kaseda kenyim, dayanim, lahakos kenyim, but the rest of the quote is here. There's a whole preface which the Nebuchadnezzar left out. The gold mine over here in the Ritva. tremendous, fantastic. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Sai, is a very serious question. A very serious question. Now, it's interesting. Yoshve Kronos, it's actually Ma'akev. According to Tosis, it's all the Yodiyalak is not Ma'akev. Yoshve Kronos in Dini Mamon is Ma'akev. And the Vilna Gaon says that he compares this, Rabbi Osai, to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Gimel that says a person doesn't know anything, Yoshve Kronos is possible. I want to give you a little bit of understanding what the Mar Makomos are. I don't know if you got to do it yet. The Siman, it's all about Chalitz. I read to you from a little bit yesterday. It's Siman Kuf Samach Tes. That's the Siman about Chalitz. However, after you finish the 56 Sifim of Siman Kuf Samach Tes proper, that's no small Siman. 56 Sifim. Who else knows another Siman in the world that has 56 Sifim? Now, not too many in Shulchan Aruch that we have in all four Chalakim. 56 Sifim. That's what just starting. Then it says, Seder Chalitza. Everybody say? Seder Chalitza. More. Seder Chalitza, the way we have, the one that's printed first, has it, you're not going to believe it. 57 Sifim. Malim Bakodesh. Went from 56 to 57. In pages in this particular print that I have, which is longer, that's a good question. Just for our curiosity, this is a fancy Shulchan Aruch. It has all the farshim, it's good print. Okay, let's see which is longer. But you shouldn't think that the one is a brief entity. Not at all. Hilchos Chalitza starts on page Ayin Ches and goes till Kuf Dalit. That's 27 pages. Seder Chalitza is a mere... nothing. A mere 17 pages. Between the two of them, I think it's 44 pages. There's a lot to say over here. Okay, but it should be in the old Shulchan Aruch, it's much smaller, but so is the print. So here in the Seder Chalitza, Rabbi Osai, the Mechaber says, Mitzvahs Chalitza b'shlosha dayonim afilu hem edyotos. So the Mechaber begins. The Seder Chalitza. There's something called Perush Seder Chalitza. Okay? Perush Seder Chalitza says, it's important to see, Perush Seder Chalitza quotes from other sources and says as follows, B'nei Miuke Yosef Kosta B'Shem HaMepharshim T'lo Karlu Adyoto Selem Eshet Lo B'nei Mumchim Smuchim B'yafna Hilchos Chalitza, says the Vilna Gaon. As the Vilna Gaon, v'chein mashe b'gemara, Rabbi Yehuda had yodos minole, Yisak adaitach, Sanhedrin v'chule, v'misei, akata yoshve kronos minole, v'inu p'sili afilo heichad ein tzorach mumchin, Sanhedrin av gimel. So therefore, by quoting Sanhedrin av gimel, the Vilna Gaon is in effect saying, it's possible even by the heaven. So it would appear. What bothers me, Rabbi Osai, is the lust of davashe be'erva. Why are you introducing Dovah Shebe? We have a klal gadol. Ein Dovah Shebe Erva, no? Pachos Mishnayim. If you want to get married, you have to have two people there. If you marry your wife and you think that nobody's looking, let's say no one's looking, you put on video! You're not married. Not only that, if two people are behind the bushes, see what's going on. Bush patrol. And they see you, instead of doing anything wrong, Chas V'Chalila, or instead of maybe learning Mitzvahs of Sharm, which would be nice, what you do is you put a ring on your girlfriend's hand, on a finger, and say, Hariyad Mekudeshes Libet Habaz Dun Mitzvah Yisrael. You think no one's looking. Two guys got out, Mazel Tov! Oh man, I'm in trouble. Oh boy, I'm in trouble. Whoa, I thought I'm playing a prank. Are you married or not? What do you think?
I would say yes.
You would say yes, but you're wrong. You're not married. Why you're not married? Because in order to have Dvarav Shabiyah, it's what's called Edei Kiyum, the man, maybe even the woman, So the man has to know that he's doing it in front of two Eidim. Otherwise, it's a prank. That's a general rule. And Dovah Shebev Pachos Mishnayim, as far as Eidei Kiyum is concerned. It's also the near right of Eidei Biru. It's no, we spoke about it over there. So that's a Biru, so there maybe a video would work. Rachmana Litzlan. It was a case recently, someone put a video. I don't want to even talk about it. Too crazy to talk about it. But it was in the newspapers. Rachmana Litzlan, it goes on in the crazy world of ours. Okay. In any event, what do you mean, Dovah Shebev? You mean to tell me a get is the ultimate Dovah Shebev? You need a bezin for a get? Rambam says, who knows the answer to that question? Does a get need a bezin or not? Before Shigamara that not. If Nekama, who don't get in the first pair? Who don't get? The Sechta, no one's telling a lie, no one wants to raise their hand. Okay? Bifnei Kama, Bifnei Beis, Bifnei Gimel, Bifnei Nechta. It's klar, you don't need a bezin. No, it's absolutely klar. The Or Zeruah says you do need a bezin. It's against Shas. It's a Mishnah, it's with Balayla, whatever it is.
They do it. In the Or Zeruah.
Every get in the world today is given in front of a bezin. I don't know if a single get that's ever been given in front of a...
I
was told that there's certain... Waldenberg would give it without a bezin. Lichter also is not going to be in front of him?
Yeah. When he does it privately, I don't think he does.
Okay. You don't need a bezin, so before Shigamara. Notwithstanding the Arzaruah and the Rambos cites it elsewhere. So you don't need it. You don't need it. Yeah. But Pashtus, Rabosai. But Pashtus. The only time a get requires a bezin is what? Anybody know? Maybe. That's what I said. Wrong enough. Hey, what's that?
Kafir.
Correct. Kafir. If you want to force the guy to give a get against his will, then you absolutely require a bezin. So sugi mesach to give the fnei of the fnei diotos shlichu saiko avdina and a whole arichas dvarim. That's very nice, but kafir the chora has nothing to do with its being a davar shebi'eva. Because it's kfir. Kfir needs a bezin. Kfir needs a bezin by korbanos. Kfir needs a bezin by tzedakah. Nothing to do with any mitzvah say. We spoke about it a long time. Kofanah mitzvah say it's pashut needs a bezin. It's a sugin besechta subas at peivav. We spoke about it a while ago. So that's not to do with davar shebi'eva. On the footnote of the Ritva, in effect, asked this question. What kind of davar shebi'eva? What is this here? A get does not require a bezin. This is a question which was found out over here. If I'm not mistaken. Footnote 4. What do you mean? Nothing. Hey, but Dava should be Arab, but then your mama's like a cloud in Bezdin Bechiai Gavna. So you need a Bezdin, it's a special din for Chalitza. Who cares, Dava should be Arab? Lo Shayach Loma midakuli also midashar Dava should be Arab. It's not a din in Dava Shebi'erva, it's a din in Bezdin. My only answer to this question, the footnote number 4, is Eina Chinami. Afal Pikein, in point of fact, it is a Dava Shebi'erva. In point of fact, Rabosai, when it comes to get, when you need a Bezdin, you need Smicha. When it comes to Chalitza, which is also Dava Shebi'erva, when you need Chalitza, which is every case, then you don't require Smuchin. So that's what I think the pshat is in this ritva, and the question of the footnote number 4 can be answered in that fashion. In any event, Rabosai, you get an impression of the grow compared to Sanhedrin of Gimel that if you don't know the halachas, you're a nobody. We're not going to confer the status of dayan upon you. This is true when it comes to Choshen Mishpat as well, Rabosai. Choshen Mishpat as well. If you look at the Turasim and Gimel, it says you need three people who are all, and the word they use there is based on Gemara Sanhedrin of Gimel, Gemiri. What does Gemiri mean? What does the word Gemiri mean? Huh? What does it mean? Anybody?
Learned.
Right? They learn it. Right? Gemara. Okay, right? Gomar means you learn. You need three learned individuals. So this is the Torah quoted in the Ramah. Yes, his father, the Rosh, said no. It's enough to have one who is Gomir, and he'll teach the rest whatever they have to know. That the answer is no. That's a special takana when it comes to dinei mamonis, Rabbi Osai. Dinei mamonis, with the rice you require mumchim, shalotino delz b'fnei lov, and they said, you don't need mumchim, otherwise no one's going to borrow any, lend them any money, because they won't be able to get it back. They have no smuchim now, they can't get a bez nowadays. Made a special takana, chazal. It's enough to have three adyotos, you don't need three smuchim. And part of that takana was, in a pinch, enough to have one who is a gomir, and the rest need not be gomiri. Okay, Rabbi Osai? That's all about dinei mamonis. Not by chalitza. Right? The answer is as follows. Tosfos and Rambam say, dinei mamonis requires mumchim. You know why? Because every case is adversarial and controversial. Every case between Reuben and Shimon and Mani is adversarial and controversial. You need very smart, learned people to make decisions on a regular basis throughout the entire hearing. Contrast that with Chalitza, which only requires Bezin's presence, the pro forma. There's no adversarial, there's no controversy, nothing. Nothing. And therefore, you don't require any hachra, you don't require anything of the sort, and therefore, there's no need for gemiri. Who said so, Rabbi Osai? The Ktzos, in Simon Ayin Tesef Kon Zayin, says that not only with respect to Chalitza, but also with respect to non-controversial monetary matters. What's a non-controversial monetary matter? The answer is, the money may be controversial at the end of the day, but now we're going through a pro forma procedure, which is not controversial at all. For example, Kabbalah's Edus, just a pro forma. I'm just sitting there and the person's testifying, I'm just listening to the testimony, and shalom, nothing more. Or he says, Hodos Baldin. Someone comes and just admits to me that he's owed someone $1,000. So in those kinds of cases, Rabbi Osai, the Ktzos quotes a Maharit who derives from our sugya of Chalitza, that it's enough to have adyotos. What's the common denominator between Chalitza on the one hand and Kabbalah's Eidus and Hodah on the other hand? They're non-controversial. The Ktzos says to the Marit, you're wrong. On two levels, you're wrong. Number one, the Nimek Yosef and Ritva. They both say, the Chalitza, Mimakma Shabasa. Chalitza itself requires experts in Ilchas Chalitza. That's number one, says the Ktzos. Number two, says the Ktzos. Even according to Tosis, you could say, no, here it's a Gzeres HaKosu. V'nikah Shro B'Yisrael, Yisrael Koldu. Don't have to be learned. But when it comes to any monetary matters, even if they're not controversial, you still have to be somewhat learned. The pasuk of Yisrael Koldu, which says you don't need smuchim, also says you don't need learned people. But when it comes to dinei mamonis, you always require gemiri. Oh, of course, the question becomes: this works very nicely according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Yisrael Koldu, but according to the Tanakhama, it's derived from zikne ha'ir that you don't require smuchin. How do we know you don't require gemiri? That kash I saw in the Masifta Gemara. My answer is no, the same thing. The same way is it says you don't require smuchin. It also says you don't require gemiri. The same as the Ktzos concedes with respect, as with respect to Nikash Rabbi Yisrael Koldu. So too, we can say the same with respect to whatever other drasha we're going to use, Zikne Ha'ir, it's enough to have Koldu. You don't even need someone who's learned. And that's exactly what he says based upon a toast over here. Take a look at toast here, Masef the Yavam. Let's turn back to the Gemara, please. Please turn to the Gemara. Please. Kuf Aleph. Bottom toasts. Mi borle le rabba said yotos. Vim toma. Umis kenim amailo mashmale zikne hashuk. Kedama bepek basa de sota pek kamadis anedrin. Ilo v'shoftecho havamina zikenecha afilu ziknei hashuk. Kabeh v'ufa. Anyone who's over 70 doesn't know anything. Yishlomar, t'shani hocha d'ksiv hashara d'mashma sanhedrin. The word hashara is found over here. Also yavimto hashara, the first pasuk on this page, in Torah HaShalim, line 3. V'olsi yavimto hashara. Okay? So Hashara tells us not enough, Zipnei Hashuk is no good. You need a pasuk to come to be a marabeh had yotus. After the ribui, what does it mean? Then we know that Zikanim in fact means Zipnei Hashuk. It means Zipnei Hashuk. That's what the words mean. That's what it means. Alright. But the Ritva is Lishitosa. Because the Ritva says no. Tosas understands after the Ribui Zikanim means he's old. He's 70 years old. Doesn't know anything. Well, Zikanim Hashuk. But the Ritva says that's crazy. That can't be. What does Zikanim mean? Zikanim Gedolim V'Chachomim Shevei Mashma Loshen Zokin Zeh Shekona Chochma Rabosai. So quote to the Ritva. Le shita so. Zeshakana chachma. Even after the ribui, you don't need snuchin, you still need gemiri. One final point, Rabbi Osai, before we go a little bit further, is the Ramon Choshen Mishpat, Simon Gimel Sefal, who says that if the three hedyotos who are sitting there listening to it in Torah, they can send a letter to the God of Ador. This is the case. Please give us an answer. No, is that a statement? Well, that sounds like a taptosis, right? You call the shalom b'kiyim. Well, it's not completely clear, because there you can argue, Rabbi Osai, that in that particular case, they are gemiri. What's pshat? I'll give you a mashal. I'm gemiri, so I went and I got smicha from Rabbi Yashiv. So I'm Gemir. Okay, very nice. So I'm Smicha, Gevaldik, Meredik. Somebody else never went to Yeshiva. He had a good time. Okay, nice sitting there by a bezin. Right now, I write to a FedEx or a fax, email to Rabbi Yashiv, and he writes him back the answer. So now he's Gemir calling to Rabbi. What's the difference? I got my Smicha from Rabbi Yashiv 30 years ago. He gets it in 30 seconds in real time. He gets the answer direct from Rabbi Yashiv. He's better off than me. Also Gemir. We all learn from somebody else. We learn from somebody else 20 years ago, learn from 20 seconds ago. Well, that's what is being suggested over here. Interesting. And some say it's only a takonas chachamim. Because in midaraisa, you don't really need gemiri. And it's not do chalitza. We do need a midaraisa. Let's give you a question. Now, Rabbi said, let's turn to the Tosfos. The ain bez and shok. The Gemara said, how do you know you need three? Says a pasuk. The pasuk says the kainim is two. And there's a shakel. Merely you need three. Says Tosis. Hocha gabi chalitza si shabbat then bezin shakel. Mosif in a lamb od echa. The haika kama plukti bimasnis. Oh. What do you mean smicha sapar? No controversies. No. There were also controversies. Ika plukta. Kol kocho. Chagigit after zayin or not. Yesh. Od yesh loma. The bechol duchtin. The bina royal the bezin. Ein bezin shakel. Rabbi says a fundamental the machlokas here in Tosfos. What's trying ein bezin shakel? Is ein bezin shakel Rabbi say only in order to decide controversial matters? You shouldn't have a tie vote. If that's the case, there's nothing controversial. You wouldn't need three. You'd have to have two. Or should we say no? Once the Torah tells us ein bezin shakel in no uncertain terms. It applies in all cases. You have to have three, no matter what, even if it's non-controversial. That's the Chakir, which the Mefarshim have based upon this Tosfos. Interesting Chakir. 2 days. According to the first day, Rabbi Osai, it's a din, what we call a decision-making. In order to guarantee it won't be a deadlock, you have to have a tiebreaker. You have to have an odd number, Rabbi Osai. Question. I saw this question again in the Masifta Gemara. Excuse me, these three guys are going to make this decision? Are they learning enough to make the decision? Do they know what's going on? How do they decide what it's all about? This is somebody asked in Shia yesterday. The first two Tosin contradict each other. First Tosin says, you don't have to know anything. And the second Tosin says, you have to decide what to do. Ah! You know nothing, you decide what to do. Who asked that question? Somebody, you all asked me this morning.
Yeah.
Who asked the question yesterday? Who got the schus? Shem Amro? No one wants to claim it. This is Masechta squared. No one's even been from yesterday. Okay. The Anivas of my Talmidim is absolutely exemplary. Yes, yes.
I just repeat again the two. There is one day that it shouldn't be a five vote. And then, okay, what was the other one?
That's the first day. Since there are controversies and it may come to a vote, you shouldn't allow for a tie. The second day, it says, no. If it's controversial, it's not controversial, there's nothing to fight about, doesn't matter. Xeris a custom, you need three people. Finish. Shalom. So it's interesting. How are they going to decide if they know nothing? So I saw again in the Masifta Gemara, he wants to say something, Nifla Venera, that this Bezdin has the ability, by the power vested in them as a Bezdin Shachalitza, to make all relevant decisions, and they're not required to ask someone who knows 100 times more than them and learn. That's what he says. Lefiani is daiti, it's not necessarily the case. At the end of the day, it's these three who are going to make the decision based upon a majority vote. Yes, but each and every one who knows the paucity of his knowledge, who knows the extent of his ignorance, will, for a clear conscience, have to consult somebody. Just imagine, they'll consult different people, get different answers. One will ask Rabbi Avadja, one will ask Rabbi Yoshe, one will ask Rabbi Scheinberg, or the Ziknei Hador, one will ask Rabbi Vosner. That is the Canaan out there. Baruch Hashem should all be marachim and in good health. So, but the three of us were a pickup guy, you know, and they picked up three guys off the street. I have a direct line to this row of you today. At the end of the day, the three of us will decide based on whatever we decide. Not pure, you know, flip a coin. Maybe flip a coin to know which rabbi to call, but not flip a coin what the answer is. And even that, you should pick a row who you know, or you know of, or you have connection to, or you have access to. That's what I thought. Nafkamina Rabosai is, what if you have other situations where you cannot have a majority vote? And a Bezna Pshara is supposed to be unanimous. Bezna Pshara? According to the first day in Tosfos, the Tumim suggests there's no din of Bezna Shachol because there's not going to be any votes. Or Bezna Pruzbul. What's Pruzbul, Rabbi Osai? You know what Pruzbul is? What's a Pruzbul? Shemitah. You go in front of three rabbis and they sign a piece of paper that they're assuming responsibility for to collect the loan. So Shemitah is not going to stop the loan in its tracks. No controversy. Maybe there's no problem of Bezna Shachol or a Bezna Shoshuma, as it's called, to make an estimate of how much something is worth. There's not any controversy over there. It's interesting, the Rach in Sanhedrin, on that sugya, the opening sugya, on that Gimel and Beis, discusses what is the highest number of people that ever sit in the Sanhedrin, in the Bezdin. How much is it? Who knows? Smart gentleman. He said 71. What does the Torah say? 70. Es for the Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. So what is the one for 71? So how can I have 70? Who said 71?
Oh, so
it's
70? Approximately
70. Moshe. Ah, Moshe Agaben. Very good. Es for the Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. U Moshe Al Gaben. Hence, it's really, in fact, 71. However, this is not a unanimously accepted opinion. The opinion is, according to, I believe, Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need 71, 70. 70. The Lash of the Mishnah is Bezna Shal Shivim V'yechad, many, many times. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivim, Mishnah Bezam and Aleph. Says the Rabbeinu Chanano, Shivim, Sened V'gadolo, hold on a second. Linto Zacharam Nahatas, Aselach Bezin Note. What does that mean? Not a Bezin Shakam. No, Solak Rabbi Yehuda, Tama Shivim. Aim of the Shamas, Rabbi Yehuda, Bistan Abigadola, Tixivi Kroy. I can't help it, there's a Kosov. Bishar Beidina, Mishamasle, etc. Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Here in Av Gimel Amud Beis, where this Gemara is found in Sanhedrin. V'chilesa Rabbi Yosha, the Dina Bez Nota, I Nintos. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, does not require Bez Nota. It's enough to have 70. What does that mean? The Inun Bez Din Shogol, plus in the Chamisha, but plus in the Chamisha, Harei Shivim. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So we can suggest what it means is as follows. Oh. This is what the Stipel, it says in Sanhedrin, in Simon Gimel. There are two different dinim. One din is Ein Bez and Shuckle to provide the opportunity for a tiebreaker and it should be a deadlock. This, he claims, is a din lechatchila. Most cases aren't, don't go to a exact tie, especially the large numbers. The Chatchila never allowed there to be an even number. What happens if there's a tie? But in a pinch, in both cases, it's not a tie. So it's fine. There's another thing. It says in the Torah Kedosha, Alashin Rabim, such as our Gemara, where it says what? Zekenim. Similarly, it says in Parashat Mishpatim, in the context of Bezna Dinim Amenis, you might have thought it's two. Kamashla, no, it's three. That's Makif. That's Pirish HaMikra. Based on Ein Bez and Shokol, we interpret the word Zekanim to mean three Zekanim, and not two Zekanim. So two Zekanim is no good even by the Evid. If you have four, it would be good by the Evid. Not two. So look at the Stipler and Simon Gimel and Sanhedrin. That's what he says. Fascinating. We mentioned before that these three people have the ability to decide any machlokes milchas chalitza. Yes, if I'm right, I have to consult. But it's ultimately their decision. This indicates, Rabosi, a very major yesod. A very major yesod. Take a look over here, Rabosi. Tosis on daf kuf aleph omud beis. Iyachi afilu mir nami. My parech v'chi b'shvil kach lifsa b'kachol stomi b'shnaitz v'shlom d'chalitza mi'en domol adodi sh'teitse ayadei ma'ise shelohem. What does that mean? What that means is, Rabosai, it's not merely a matter of doing something in the presence of Bezin or that Bezin sees what's happening. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. What it means is, Rabosai, it's a Maisa Bezdin. It's a Maisa Bezdin. Of this Bezdin. And therefore this Bezdin is the power to decide any machlokas. Heitzeh de ma'aseh shalahem. And that's why you require a bezin roar lahachriya. Shakel's no good. It could be ma'akev. Where else do you find this, Rabosai? Kuf dalin amud beis, Rabosai. Take a look on the top tosis. Kuf dalin amud beis. Second narrow line, v'yashlomim, v'yashlomar, shebezdin omdim al gabom, umorim lem lasos chalitza kitikuna. So you find that the bezin is standing there, umorim. What do you mean? Bezin did it, or the fact that bezin is there is good enough? The Tosus or Rosh is a slightly different expression than we have here in Tosus. It can be found on page Peches in our print, where he says, "V'yeshlomim, v'yeshlomim, the kevah, the bez, n'oldem al gabam, mikri shabbat v'nei kavon, etc." Which means it's sort of an automatic. And you have to have a formalized bez, n'oldem al gabam, if you haven't given. The bez is there. It's considered as being done al-pi bezdin. Al-pi bezdin. So it's considered omen al-gabam by definition. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, we can make the following suggestion. The Ritva required Gemiri. So in the book of Yosef. Maybe only required it here. It's done out P. Beznin. Maybe he would not require it in other non-controversial cases, such as a Hodah, which he spoke of earlier, according to the Tos, Kabbalah Seidus. Maybe. Moreover, we can make the following comment, that everybody holds this way. And the only reason why the Tosfos says you don't require experts who know is because the Rabbeinu Peretz we spoke about earlier. They have to know what the Sfeikas are. Rabosai, if I know how to ask, I'm an expert. I'll tell you, I'm a bigger expert than somebody else. I know who to ask. I have the inside line of Rabbi X, Y, or Z. You may not be learning tonight, but you don't have a cell phone. That was a joke that Rabbi X gave a lot of smichas, and on the smich he gave it on his private station, which had his phone number on top. That's the answer. I give you smich because my phone number is on top. If you have a question, you call me up, and then you know. That could be the pshat. I'm not kidding. That could be the pshat. The fact that I know the sfeikas, I can ask, that makes me to somebody who has an ability to decide based on asking. And Ritva says, no, you have to know it independently. And Tosfos is like Rabbeinu Peretz. It's also Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. And therefore they say, you have to be able to machriya, even though you know nothing, as yesterday's question. What machriya? You don't know anything. I know somebody's phone number. All you need is a phone number, Rabosai. I mean, they didn't have phones in those days. You have to know what they ask. What's a shayla? And you ask the shayla, so you already know. So you'll decide what's going on. Basically, you'll ask three different people, get three different answers, and the majority rules. Oh. Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai, and we're going further, and what I'm saying is coming all from the Masifta Gemara, as I told you before. Take a look over here in Tosfos on Kuf Aleph Med Beis. Shema Mina. End of the narrow lines. Poska ben atam to sumo biachas me'enav kosher lechalitza. Kevin lo yap mematinen mi le'ene. V'sagi bi'echot. V'yocho liros harok mi'pi ha'yavam. The Gemara is beferish on the third line. Amarava. Tzrichi dayane le'merze roka de kanafu mi'puma di yavam. V'chsiv le'ene haskeinu v'yorka. So if he has one eye, it's okay. One eye, you can see. No problem. No problem. One eye, you can see. Okay. So Suma tells you, if you have a drasha me'ene, we don't mean that passing that way. So it tells you that even if he has one eye, you can see, it's still no good. However, the Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva says, no. The pasuk tells you, that if he's blind in two eyes, it's no good. I'll read you a brief excerpt. The pasuk comes and tells you that a suma gomor is no good. Ribbono shel olam, who needs a pasuk to tell you that if suma b'shneina, we can't see anything, it's no good? We saw before. You need tzrichi dayani lemechzi roka, the konafik mipuma diavama. That's a question. The answer is Rabbi Elsai, a chiddush. And we say over here, hasi b'fnei bezdin, it means that it's al pi bezdin. Even if the bezdin can't see, I told you before, if the bezdin sees and doesn't know what's flying, not al pi bezdin. They read the words and know what they mean, not al pi bezdin. The flip side of that is, if they understand what's going on, even though they can't see, it is considered to be in the category of a bezdin. Pischei tshuva. Says, second, one moment, please. Sorry. It's not completely clear, again, over here, what the Bezdin has to see and what the Bezdin does not have to see. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if they saw, but it's not Al Pi Bezdin? Take a look at Moshe in the Muka Yosef. You have Muka Yosef? It's on page Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in the old print. It's over here, page Tzadi Tes or thereabouts in the new print. Almost a little later. On. Oh. Take a look, it's page Tzadi Tes, column 2, about the seventh narrow line. Beino lebeino is no good. Mukila begemara of the Edim Rohan also mi bechutz. Two guys behind the bushes. Shavdafilu modim. What does that mean? So the suggestion is being made, that's considered not al pi bezdin. I would have said, don't do bezdin. It's a matter of davar shebi'erva. We do know that there are those who claim that Yibam V'chalitza is not Davar Shebi'erva. Rabbi Chaim has a famous piece about that in Hilchos Yibam V'chalitza. So we can say the Pshat and the Gemara that if they're behind the bushes, it's no good, not because it's a lack of Davar Shebi'erva, which is a Pasha Pshat over here, but because now Pi Bezdin. They don't know Bezdin is there, not Pi Bezdin. Okay. Ad Kan Rabbi Osai, part one of today's Shia. Yeah.
So if you have two Edim at Seir, right, the Bezdin doesn't. We just took out, like,
Bezdin
doesn't need to do anything. They don't need to see it. They don't
really
need to understand what's going
on. It has to be Dafka al-Pi Bezdin. Bezdin is the main player over here.
Right, but according to most of these halachos that we're saying, that you can have a blind person, you can have a...
It could be blind. But he knows what's going on. With his, you know, very often the Gemara is in a case, you know, that the blind person knew when the king was coming. You know what the Gemara I'm talking about? He intuited based on the figuring things out. He knew more than the people could see.
Right, but according to this, it sounds like the Bezdin doesn't really, meaning, why is a guy being blind, why can't, why can't Eitan just come and tell him what happened? I mean, what's the difference? I mean,
no,
the
difference he's again. The all the procedures are taking place in his in front of him. I'll pee him. He gives directions what to do. Even though he can't see, pasha pasha. Now, we have to analyze now the next piece in the Gemara, where the Gemara Rabosai discusses the machlokas hatanoim between Rabbi Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Do you require three Tanakama, or do you require five Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Med Beis says something quite striking. Hoder Shmamina Hoder be Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina. Rabbi Yehuda backed out. It's enough to have three. And three lines later, the Gemara says, Tud Amaroim Avdi Uvd Bechamisha Kimank Rabbi Yehuda. Ah! Hoder be. Answers the Gemara, Lifersume Milsa. You need two extra people, not because of the actual requirement of five for the best and proper. Lifersume Milsa, says Rashi, the Chalutzahi, Flolinsa, with a coin, Inami, the Lacey, Inshiv, liquid Su, Allah. We ask Kashim, we'll get to it later on. Says the Gemara the next line, Ravashi, Uiklo, Lebey, Rav Kahan, Omale, Salik, Marle, Gabon, Limluye bechamisha. Omer Avkan Avikim the Kameder Rabbi Yehuda Omeli To Sakli Zirzo the Kani the Sarufi bechamisha. I would need chamisha for Ki Heched Lefersumi Milsa. Another story. Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Havakoy Kameder Rabbi Yehuda Omeli Sak To Lizirzo the Kani the Sarufi bechamisha Lefersumi Milsa. Amalei, it's our gear. So look at the last three lines. Amalei Tanina, be straw, be bezni straw, be lo bezni shakayim. But no gear, I know. So if you stop right here, according to our gear, so a gear is poser abosai. Not only for the first three, like all of the dintaris, but he's posed even for the what we call the no suffim. One of the additional two that are put here, presumably for pursuing misa milsa. Even for that, a ger is no good, which of course is a question. Why should that be so? But a ger can't spread the word the same as a born Jew can spread the word. His whole function is to spread the word. It's a little bit troublesome. The Rosh has a ger, different ger, so turn to the Rosh, please, in Siman Aleph. Please turn to the Rosh. Here we go. Siman Aleph and the Rosh. It's page Nun Dalit in our print. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel Biuda said, Tanina be Yisrael, be Bezna shall Yisrael, the Bezna shall Gamon Agerano. Amalei, a different gear, sir. Lefersume Milsa. He answered, Lefersume Milsa. The bottom it says, the Gemara Logasin and Hach Amalei Fersume Milsa. Makes all the difference in the world. That since it's only Pesume Milsa, a ger is good. Exactly the reverse. Two gear saws the exact opposite conclusion. What's shot in the Rosh? Like Rashi. Just to spread the word. Spread the word, that's all. Spread the word. It can be a ger. What's the difference? Oh. Oh. Interesting. The Rambam, that I asked you to see, when he discusses this issue, he makes the following comment. Listen to this Rambam. You can look up in the back, I assume it's there. Perek Dalet. U'mitzvasa b'chamisha k'dei l'farasim adab alochahei. But also nashnayim, catch us now. Afilu hayu amei ha'oretz. And I'm always weird, the guy doesn't know anything. Those two, afilu ha'oretz. Says the Ritva, the Medayik of the Rambam, he said it's good enough if they're ha'oretz. What'll be if they'll be sumim or psulim? Pir sharaman afilu ha'oretz. V'nir and Dvarav, the davka amei ha'oretz. Avol sumim upsulim lo. The right from the Gemara, apostles the ger. Call it our Gersa, not the Russian's Gersa. What's the difference, Rebosai, between an Amoretz and Sumim Upsulim? How do you explain the difference between one and the other? Says the Ritva going further. Umi Unire. Listen carefully. What's the raya? Shmuel Yehuda passed the Mishim Ger. Afagav lo korale al lemilich pechamishi. Was the fourth or fifth man in? Umi Unire. Shemizmino vehiktsu gimel lebezin beferish. Vekoru lachem lemilich bi'alma. You make a clear distinction in the original three and the remaining two. Johnny come latelys. Dafilu geirim afilu psulim. Would be okay. So why did they do it over here? Lohoya kvodol shirabi shmuel bar yuda laktsoso min hadavar. And therefore mikol hachamisha yosin chibur echad b'mea kvodol. So, since they made all five of the equals, therefore the problem. But if they were to separate the three from the two, would have been no problem. So writes the Ritva right over here in our daf. What's the trap? What's the trap? Since you don't have the Ritva in front of you, look at the Mukha Yosek. You'll see a little bit of a same thing. It's always good to see things inside. Please turn. Please turn. The Mukha Yosek. Let's go. Page Sadi Dalit. The cost of Aram, the bottom of the first column. I feel that I'm a arts, but start from the middle of the Chamisha. For Niran Dvar, of the Summa and Psulim low, for Raila Dover, of Shmuel Behuda, the Pasle Mishim Gerah, I'll give the middle of the Amahu. Cost of a writ for Zel Shono, Niu Nira, Shem is Milu Hexu Shlosh, the Bezin Beferish. For Korachem, the Milu Bealma, I feel the Gerah, I feel the Psulim. As I just read a few minutes ago from the Ritva, that's what it says over here, word for word, in the Nemuke Yosef. Oh, okay, so you ever seen it? It's here. Tzadi Dalet, the bottom of the first column. Oh. What's Pshat? So if you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, look it up at your convenience. And it was Eidus Perek Tezayin Alochahein. He says that from our Ritva, you see a very big Yisod. Fill in the blank. What does he say? I'll give you a hint. Gemara in Makkos. Nimtza Echad Mem Korav Upasol Eidus Kulan B'Teila. Very world famous Gemara. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, calling from an earlier source. In this Ritva, you see, that the same principle applies to Dayanim. Nimtza Dayan Echad Korav Apostle, Dayanus Kulam Betela. That's Pshat in our Sugya. You have three alone, it's good. You have three good and one or two bad, they're all no good. If you have three alone and two separate, they separate one from the other, then they are good. And the Vilna Gaon has exactly the same thing. The Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra, we do his Lashon. The Gra says, quotes the Kaimel Amasov Perek Amad Aleph the Makas Avov. I feel may have an insect echo carve apostle, the butler call Aedus, who I did a Dayanim, the Dayanim Aedus Carminon, because he was Shalmi. The Chen Kost in the book of Yos, Shem Ritva, that we just saw. Wow. Wow. That's what he says. The Gra quotes it. The Gra quotes it. If you separated the three from the two, then, Rabbosai, there's no immediate issue. There's no problem we call Karav Apostle. Nonetheless, L'chatchila Rabosai, it shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. Why shouldn't it be done? The Truma Sadeshin says, if you will allow two who are not qualified, next thing you know, they will have unqualified individuals even amongst the original three. It's a gzeira. So write the Truma Sadesh. Simon Reish Chavov. It's quoted in part here in the Beis Shmuel, Sifkot and Dalet. Gzeira. Oh. Interesting. The Rambam, Rabosei, holds you don't require Gemiri. Okay? So you understand very well. The problem is that the Ritva does require Gemiri, as we saw a little while ago. And nonetheless, he quotes the Rambam approvingly. So the question becomes, how does it all fit together? This question is raised by the footnote number 35. Why is an Amoret different than anybody else? If you hold, you don't need Gemiri, okay. If you hold, you need Gemiri, so an Amoret is just as possible as a Ger, as a Suma, and everybody else. Rabbi Sai, he's not qualified. The same as a Ger and a Suma, and if other Pasulim are no good, so what's the difference between him and an Amoret? Why is it, Rabbi Sai, if you have three good ones, and one Suma, one Ger, the whole thing is no good? If you have one Amoretz, then it is good. How do you answer this? Says the footnote 35, and in the Masifta, basically the same thing, as follows. Listen very carefully. This is a very interesting lumbus over here. Listen very carefully. An Amoretz, Rabbi Sai, is not a psul. A suma is a dying puzzle. A ger is a dying puzzle. Nim tzechet puzzle, edus kulim b'teila, dayonus kulim b'teila. An amoretz, we don't know what the din is not a dying at all. The Balamor in Sanhedrin calls him. He has a whole long thing in the Sugya of Dayan Shatar, fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin. It's Baba Riviya, paragraph 4, he says, and Dayan knows nothing, he calls him an Ashera. Who knows why he calls him an Ashera? Who knows why? What kind of funny name is that? Ashera? Huh? You know why? Psukim. Parashat Shoftim, it says, that's why if you mamana dain shen hagim, so then you would say like a notei hasheira. The Balmug has got a title. We have doctor, we have mister, we have rabbi, hasheira. Yeah.
Going back to the reason that we need two extra people for Pearson.
Correct.
What's the reason for the extra two people? Because, for example, when you have like cases of Lashon Hara, it comes to three people to consider.
Oh, very good question. Ape plus, it certainly is. Remember the Ape Chamisha? Good question. My guess is, since these two have been designated precisely for the purpose of being additionals, they are more likely to spread the word, as opposed to the original three who are functionaries, who are operating the capacity of confidentiality, dayonim, they used to not talk too much. These two guys, I don't want to use the word, they're harmless yentis, so they're professional yentis. Okay? I'm just suggesting it. In any event, Rabbi Sai. Oh. Rabbi Sai, this is the Ktzos. The Ktzos says this, in Simulam and Vav Sivkot and Zayin, it's quoted over here. The Ktzos proves his point that an Amoret is not a dayin at all, from the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin of Gimel. Famous, world famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses the question of how many people you need. Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha, the opening words of the Masechta Sanhedrin. How do you know this? How do you know that? So in the course of this discussion, the Gemara is the following. Otu B'Tlosa Milohavi Oshvei Kronos? Answer the Gemara, no. I Evsha the Les V'Chad the Gomer. Come on. It's three strikes. You go with three guys, and they all Amaratzim. Today, that's no, that's Benichusa. And the Gemara says, it's Bitmiya, the three guys, and they all are all Yoshvei Kronos. Today, it's not a problem. It's almost the reverse is almost unusual. But in the time of the Gemara, three guys, one, two, three, all sitting by the corner. One didn't know something. Says the Ketzos, wait a second. If one knows something, or even two know something, and one or two don't, why don't we say Nim Sechet Karav Apostle? Answers the Ketzos, he's a nobody, he's an Asherah. Not a Karav, he's not a Apostle, he's an Asherah. Nobody, zero, absolutely zero. Nothing, zero. The Ketzos doesn't make distinctions between the various psulim, but the stipler again is Sanhedrin. This time it's Simon Beis who makes that distinction. I want to tell you that I don't have it in front of me, but the Nesiva says something similar. The Nesiva says Nimse echad karav, eid echad karav apostle, eid eskulim betelim. That's it. We know what a karav is. Irrelevant. What's apostle? Apostle maybe it's a Goslin apostle. What things of this nature? Says the Nesiva, what will be a goy? Guy walks into bed. It's not Karav Apostle. It's not an aid at all. See, he says with an Isha. He says, Om Dushnei Ha'anoshin. An Isha is not an aid at all. You don't say Nimsa Karav Nimsa Eid Echad Psula. It's called Eid is but. No. You have to have a Shem Eid. So too. You have to have a Shem Dayan. And that's Pshat Neritva. And Amar, it's not a Dayan at all. Not the same as a Sumer Zagir. They're a Dayan Puzzle, and everything is but. Fascinating. Fascinating. You go back, Rabbi Ose, to our question, which we raised yesterday about the Rashi. A lot of things we're saying today are new. Everything, almost everything is new, but it's all based on what we spoke about yesterday. So here's a gra, and Bir Agra, not in the Sim Kuf Samach test proper, but in the Seder Chalitza, which follows. Again, it's always, we shouldn't keep things in mind, because one follows the other immediately, and they're both sort of reviewing the same topics. So the Gra writes as follows. Listen to this now. You have to have two additional people, the Farsume Milsa. Very nice. Very nice. So the question is, so the Mechaber says, I feel in my arts, Shenim Yodim Lahakros. Or krovim, kurvish ena poselas menadin, avol kor shadvram posel behem kimo b'shlosh rishon. So it's the mechaber here in Seder Chalitza. In Seder Chalitza. Oh, what's the idea of having extras? So Rashi says. For to teach two things. One, she's muteras to shuk. Two, she may not marry a kohen. Frek the gro tesvov tsarachin tim kain beget nami. Beget nami. This is yesterday's kasha. So what did I tell you yesterday? Huh?
Two answers
from yesterday. My answer was. When you require a bezdin already, they require two more. But when you don't require a bezdin at all, they're not going to go so far as say you require a bezdin. The Bach, I found, said something very similar in Hilchos Yimei V'Chalitza. However, Rabosai, however, the Vilna Gaon is a lum de shavart. I read you the Gros Lashon. V'yosanir, titzarech makom pirsum. What do you mean, tsarech makom pirsum? What do you mean, tsarech makom pirsum? You need a famous place. Ve'ein lono achshav. How famous was the famous place in the olden days? Ol siyavim to ashar. What shar? The gate, the bezdin, whatever gate we're talking about. A very public place. We'll see soon the gate of the bezdin. Very public. We don't have that such a hot level of publicity nowadays. So va'osin, we do the next best thing. We throw in two extra people to tell everybody about it. Kedei lefarsa, daka bechalitza, as it quotes in the Sifri, mi va'osa, va'osin to hashari. You have to go to a public place. So therefore, if you go to a public place, we don't have such a big public place nowadays. You have to have two extra people. When it comes to a get, there's nothing to be in a public place. It's the Vilna Gaon's in Sif Katan. Tes Vav. It's interesting, Rabosai, that the, again, I think it's also found in the Masifta Gemara, maybe from earlier sources, that the Gemara sounds like the Gemara is right. Why? Well, I skipped a line on Kuf Av Mabez today. I don't know if you've noticed I skipped a line. Yeah?
There's a question, like, so why don't you need to get
there? There's no need for you to get to be public. The Torah doesn't say that it has to be public. When it comes to a Chalitza, Ve'olz, Yom Tashara, it's to be public. You may have noticed, Rabosai, I skipped the line. Let's go back to that line. And this line, we'll talk about much more about Arichas tomorrow. The Gemara says as follows. We read Pesume Milsa. Excuse me. We read Hodemer Abiyudah Shmamina. We would have backed out, so you don't really need five. It's enough to have three. Then the Gemara throws in. Seems to be out of context. Amar Rava. Srichi Dayani the Mikvah Duchta. You have to establish the place. We'll see soon in advance. And then the Gemara goes right into five. It's crazy. It starts with five, three or five. Continues three and five. And in the middle, inserts a line. Has no place over here. It's a completely extraneous line. It has nothing to do with three or five. What's going on over here? It's Halo Dover. Halo Dover. The answer is no. It has to do. Because the idea of being Kviyas Makom is also an Indian of publicity. We're saying over here, since this is publicity, they quote the Pasuk. For also, Yavim to Ashara, then later on we go into the idea of requiring publicity in Chalitza. Don't do it yet. Interesting, Rabosai. This being the case, that this is true, it's not the pshat. You have two separate entities. A bezin of three and two yentas. No. It's a bezin of five. For all siyavim to ashar was a bezin then in the presence of the whole town or the whole world. Whatever. And now you need a bezin of five to achieve that same result. And the truth is, they say, that's pshat in the Gemara is that way. Because the Gemara first has a machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. Do you require five or three? At that point, the Gemara is suggesting, if you require five for both sides, it's exeris akosim. I call the idach, 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 idach. Now the Gemara skips a line, talks about the mikvah duchta, and goes right back at the file for Sumi Milsa, like Rabbi Yehuda. It means it's not for the same source as Rabbi Yehuda, but it appears that the concept is the same as Rabbi Yehuda's. Not three people and two yentas. It's a bezin of five. The same as Rabbi Yehuda required a bezin of five exeris akasuv, we require a bezin of five for Sumi Milsa, which also in effect has an exeris akasuv of Ashara, and doesn't apply in get. I'm sorry.
Are we the same? Why don't we just say it?
I can't prove definitively it's the same, but it sure looks like it's the same.
Why, meaning... Just now in the Gemara or all along? Really,
well, the Gemara goes into Rabbi Yehuda and Takama, and the Gemara interjects a side point about Kviyas Makom and goes slides right back at the five. Should have said, this is not the same, it's just two yentas. So the answer is, no, it's a bezin of five. Yes, sir.
According to the Gemara, was there ever a time when there was a Makom appearance? This is already the time of the Gemara.
I thought Sharame may have meant maybe bezin HaGadol or the Sanhedrin or something like that. Sanhedrin, we saw a slush of the Sanhedrin. So maybe the Skanim, there was certain the concept, maybe it was, you know, bigger people we don't have nowadays. So doesn't explain exactly what. Akshav Einlan. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Einlan o Akshav. He tells you to look later on, Sorach Mokom Pirsum. You know what? I have to finish in 2 minutes. Remind me. You look up the Gemara. Siv Kontes Vav. He tells you to look later on. You design. You'll look it up yourself. Yes, sir. It's in Seir Chalitza, not in Kuf Samach Tes. Yeah.
Other Rabbi Yehuda is only at the Pesukim.
Now Rabbi Yehuda may have backed out completely. At that point, the Gemara said it's over. It's only three. That's it. Three. The Gemara throws in idea of Kfir Smokum. Oh, Kfir Smokum. That's for Pirsum. So we need five of Pirsum. That's how the Gross learns the Hemshecha Gemara. It's a Chiddush. I agree. It's a Chiddush. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, you get an impression that you need five Ksherim. The Rambam is only Mata Maratzim. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because you need three Yodim Lahakros, says the Rambam. That's all you need. So Yodim Lahakros, enough to have three, man. You have to have all five for Yodim Lahakros. But the truth is, according to the Rambam, I think I mentioned to you before, I mentioned the very beginning of Shia. Amoritz is kosher even for the three. I mentioned the very beginning, Halacha Tetzvav, it's not Miyake. So they were only Machmir for the three, not for the five. But anybody else who is no good for the three, Miki Radin, is no good for the five. He's not about Chumas Hadesh and Zegzera, you may mix up the last two with the first. No, it's Miki Radin. It's one big Hemshech. Has nothing to do, Rabbi Osai, with Karav Apostle. Nothing to do with Karav Apostle. Nothing. Yes.
When was the Chiddush? Why say that with the other two? You can put on Maritz.
Well, the Rambam, one more time. Let's read the Russian of the Rambam. Perek Dal Lachay. He says, Os na shnaim afilu hayu amei haaretz.
If you're going to allow even the first three, they'll play afilu amei haaretz.
Well, the first three, it's a good question. The first three have to know how to read. Amoratzim, they don't know how to read. Illiterate!
But they don't probably just say that the first three could be Amoratzim?
First three have to know how to read. But if they didn't, Halacha Tetzvav, but the evidence kosher. But the Chayyav have to know how to read. Okay. Rabbi said this idea in the Rambam, it's all one unit of five, is against Dagos Maimon, they ask you to see. Dagos Maimon, he says, is the one that I asked you to see, who says, Beferish, they should be separated from each other. For reasons shayud hashloshin im shochim in hashnayim am starfan am lahakeira v'chein shara bo'an l'mechzei etc. Yoshin berochok. You know what we do? Who's ever seen a chalitza in his life? Did you notice how the people are sitting?
No, I've never
seen that. Oh, never? No. Three sit here and two sit here on the sides. This is a little bit embarrassing because we shall see soon, that's tomorrow's shia. There's the name of Kviya Smokam. You know, did you learn about the Kviya Smokam? I just read the Gemara. But we'll see tomorrow, speaking of tomorrow, we'll speak tomorrow that we always have Kviya Smokam for tomorrow. The day before the Kviya Smokam. So when we have a Chalitza in downtown, I'm not going to go schlep downtown for a Kviya Smokam. So the people who are downtown were there, they'll do the Kviya Smokam. Then they bring in two additional people for the real chalitza. And sometimes we had the Rabbi Lichter Sr., who was a man of probably 90 or thereabouts. He'd be coming in, he wouldn't come in twice, but he was only sitting on the side. He had these huge Talmidei Chachamim, and once Rabbi Shechter came to a chalitza, he wasn't there the day before, so he's sitting on the side. And some, I don't want to use the word punky, but I mean some people who don't know one-tenth of what these Rabbanim know, are sitting there at the front. But that's the way it is, you can't help it. They're the official Dayan who did the Kviya Smaka. We'll get to that tomorrow. And the Kot Nosafim are sitting on the side, because you have to sit on, that's for Farish before, that's our minute. Based upon the Hagos Maimini, here's the Kot and Zayim, but according to what we said, the Rambam himself wouldn't hold from this. The Chumash Hadeshin says that according to this, you need Ksherim for the Gzera, the two of Gzera to the three. So, but the evidence kosher, if two of them are psulim, as the Ramos says over here, in Kuf Samech Tes, Sif Gimel. That's only according to the Trumas Hadeshen. But the evidence says, Elu Shnaim Mosifim Layu Krom Psulim, Vidakal Chathilim, but the evidence kosher. Not according to the Rambam, it suggested. Only according to the Trumas Hadeshen, based upon the Hagos Maimon. We'll say we're out of time. If someone can fix this clock, because it's very disconcerting. And I keep having to look at my watch, so I shouldn't let you out late. Okay, so tomorrow we'll discuss Kriyas Makom and other things.